Does thinking about the world's problems leave you hopeless? Are you tired of feeling like there's nothing we can do? Well, you're in the right place, because this is the official Building a Better World podcast. And now, here's your host, co-author of Building a Better World in Your Backyard, Instead of Being Angry at Bad Guys, Sean Clausen-Coop.
Hello and welcome to episode number 14 of the Building a Better World podcast. My name is Sean Clausen-Coop and I'm so grateful to have you here today listening to this podcast. I hope that it's helpful and insightful and that you learn things that will help you build a better world in your backyard instead of being angry at bad guys. In the last episode, I talked a lot about the many different values of trees and how trees can be a part of our systems for growing more food with less effort and also sequester a lot of carbon that we want sequestered instead of being in the atmosphere. In this episode, I'm going to talk about two strategies for reducing the need for irrigation and building soil and further reducing the amount of work to grow our food. But before that, I just want to thank everybody who has shared the podcast with somebody else or left a review for the podcast. I really appreciate it. It helps other people find out about these ideas to hopefully help them build a better world too. And the more people we have doing these things, the better off we are. So if you haven't shared the podcast or left a review, I'd appreciate it if you would take just a minute or two to do that today. All right, going into today's topic, we have two strategies. The first one that I want to talk about is berms. So berms, for those who aren't familiar, are, you know, generally a giant pile of dirt. But it doesn't have to be. But that's the general idea. And one of the big values, maybe the primary value of building a berm, is that it drastically reduces the wind. Now, I grew up on the prairies where, like, you can literally see for miles at a time because the land is so flat here. And the wind is also crazy because of that. And so if everyone would have some berms in the way, then that would provide areas where things would be more sheltered. So if you build like a 15-foot tall berm and then put your plants that you want to grow on the side downwind of the berm, then you're going to have an area where the plants don't get nearly as much wind. And so they put less of their energy into trying to protect themselves from the wind and more energy into growing more food for you. You can also shape your berms like a scoop so that you can have extra warmth trapped from the sun. And so if you put, say, a house kind of in the middle of a sun scoop, then you're protecting yourself from the cold winds, in my area at least, that comes from the north. And then you're also capturing the heat that comes from the south, which can provide you with a whole bunch of season extension, allow your plants to grow longer and provide you more food throughout the year. It also works well for houses. So, you know, if you put your house there, then you can keep your house warmer during the shoulder seasons because, and even in the winter, because it's more sheltered and more protected. Another reason that I want to advocate for berms is because, especially where I'm from, the land is like pretty much flat. And adding in berms adds texture back to the landscape. And so there's going to be areas that are wetter and areas that are drier and areas that are sunny and areas that are shady. And some plants will do well in some of those spots and other plants will do well in other spots. And I think that by encouraging this diversity, we will see a new level of diversity in the plants that we're growing, which is far more resilient and also needs less work. So instead of trying to force plants that all need a lot of water to do well in an area that's dry, maybe we'll have plants that do well in an area that's dry. And then maybe we will have a couple wet areas where those plants, yeah, will do well. And so just in general, adding this texture to the landscape can make a big difference. And berms are a big way to do that. The second strategy I want to share in this episode is about mulch. And mulch has a lot of different benefits. One of the biggest ones is that it can hold moisture that otherwise maybe would run off and not soak into the soil, or it can prevent evaporation from occurring from the soil, and it makes a big difference. I know I had a year where I had a garden next to somebody else's, and I had a lot of mulch on my garden and they had none on theirs, and we watered way less often than they did, and it worked out really well for us. Another benefit to mulch is that it discourages undesirable plants because they have less sunlight. And so if you pile up a bunch of mulch in an area of plants that maybe you don't want to have in your garden, then they will get smothered, and then they will also become mulch. And this organic matter, so if you're using leaves or grass or what have you, is organic matter. And that's what we want to get into our soils. It creates an amazing soil structure, and the more of it we have in there, the more moisture retention we're going to have, the better nutrient qualities we're going to have, nutrient retention, and the better soil structure we'll have. So lots of great reasons to add mulch to your garden. Now, it is important to think about where your mulch is coming from. So in the last episode, I talked about trees. And the great thing about trees is that they deliver free mulch to your yard every year. And there you go. There's your mulch. But some people like to bring in mulch from offsite, and I think it's really important to be careful of where that's coming from. And so a lot of mulch will, you know, even a lot of hay, a lot of straw will come from a space where persistent herbicides were used, and herbicides are used to kill things that are not grass. And in our gardens, we are trying to mostly grow things that are not grass. And so I think it's best that we do not get those materials and do not use those materials as mulch. That it's better for us to, first of all, use materials that are on site. And if we do need to be bringing in materials from offsite, then trying really hard to get materials that are going to be for sure organic, hopefully better than organic even. But if we want to talk about getting mulch from on-site, I want to introduce, if you haven't heard of the idea of chop and drop mulch, basically, instead of weeding, the recommendation that I would have is to say, okay, there is no such thing as a weed. All plants have a purpose. And maybe what you do is you just discourage some of them. So you let them grow up, and then you come in, you chop them, and then you drop them as mulch right by your plants. So instead of hauling materials around the yard, you're just going out every once in a while and cleaning up some of the undesirables or less desirable plants and using those as mulch. And by doing so, you'll encourage the plants that you want, discourage the plants that you don't want, and in time, over years, you'll just get more and more plants that you do want. This is obviously a huge topic that I could spend a lot more time talking about, but I promise to keep these episodes short and just provide some ideas to get your appetite wet, get you thinking about ways that we can build a better world. And certainly berms and mulch are a part of that and allow us to grow more food with less effort in a lot of ways. So that's all for this episode. In the next episode, I'm going to talk about how we can eliminate the need for fertilizer and pest control by growing plants in a way that is much more typical to how they're found in nature than how they grow in a typical farmer's field. So that's all for today. If you like this podcast, please subscribe, and that way you get notified when further episodes come out. Besides that, I hope you have a great day. Thanks for listening.
If you enjoyed this episode and want to learn more about building a better world in your backyard, saving money, and living a more luxuriant life, all without being angry at bad guys, please visit buildingabetterworldbook.com.